Blog Talk Radio. About getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Thank you.
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are so glad everybody's tuned in tonight, and we're going to have a really good show. We have a nice show for you tonight. We've got some interesting things I saw in the newspaper, but that's just simply not true. It was on the Internet. So that's really where it all came from.
Do you read the real newspaper anymore?
Yes, I do. I read it every morning, you know, and I tried not to read it because I thought, why am I getting this if I can get it? I get all my news online, but then I thought, you know, it's like when I used to watch Johnny Carson before I went to bed at night, and when he retired, I missed him, and then there was that big chin guy.
Big chin? You mean Jay Leno?
Yes. No one is as classy as Johnny Carson.
I agree. Jay Leno, I used to love Jay Leno as a comedian,
mm-hmm.
and then once he went to
the Tonight Show.
I don't really like him that much anymore.
Yeah, I feel that way too, and I think sometimes he takes cheap shots, and I don't like it. But that's just my opinion.
You know who I really like?
What do you like?
I like Conan.
I like Conan too.
He is so funny, and he's just got an innocent kind of funniness.
He's got an innocent,
yes.
That's right. His jokes are not hurtful, and that's what I like about him. And my husband doesn't like him, so we kind of went through this whole rigmarole on each night. We were switching back and forth.
Oh, really?
And I finally just gave up because I got tired of remembering whose turn it was. It just got frustrating. So, I do like him, and I think what happened to him was so sad.
Well, it was really, it got him more fans from that happening.
I think it probably did, although I've not seen any of his shows since
he
started new. Are they good?
So
He's a great comedian, wonderful
and
guy.
And he gets a lot of good guests because stars like him.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about, right? I mean, we want to hear him because he has good guests and he's funny and his shows are always uplifting, so, yeah.
He does this thing where he's standing in front of the camera and then all of a sudden he just shrinks down.
Yeah, he just...
It's so cute.
I love the hair. The hair is hysterical, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because he poofs it all up, like really,
yeah.
really
what
high.
What the heck is that?
I don't really know.
I don't know, but he's a funny guy. I like him. Well, as everyone knows, we're going to be doing mini angel readings tonight, and we want you all to call in. So if you got a question or want some advice or you want to give us some advice, give us a call. The call-in number is 1-323-679-0882. That's 1-323-679-0882. So give us a call. We're going to get to a bunch of people tonight because we have a whole bunch. I think we've got 100 lines open tonight for callers because they increased it there a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, so we're going to...
You could have 100 callers tonight.
Yeah, well, we usually have close to that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, we kept when we were cutting it off at 50, we were getting more than that. Just to give you all an idea, I know we have, looks like in the queue, Rochelle, Sharon, and Moy. Oh, no, Moy.
Moy. It's a boy.
Moy would be LaQuaque who wrote Moy in the queue, so it's her, and that's kind of funny. I know she's probably out there dying laughing. Okay, so that was so ridiculous. I can't believe I did that. How's your week going so far?
I have had better weeks, let me tell you.
I think we need to beat up Jessica's boss.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with him today, and he is out at a business meeting today and
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The big wigs have come
uh-huh.
down from big wig land,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
they're going over everything like they do every month, and our branch is struggling. It's really struggling.
Yeah.
It is. And we had a really bad month last month, and I understand his frustration, but he has a tendency to lash out at other people.
Yeah.
And I, being the main person there, is
the lasher
one.
Out of...
Yeah, the lashy.
Yeah,
maybe
the
lashy. That's it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I got an email from him today, and just the way he worded it, it just, you know, I'm not a super sensitive person, but it did hurt my feelings.
I understand, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You and I we handle things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably something to be said for having probably a little bit of your personality, a little bit of mine.
Right.
But I know it's hard.
Well,
it's
hard, especially when you work so hard, you work endless hours, and then you get a comment like he made today, and I'm like, where does this come from? Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have a tendency to give back exactly what they give.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I need my job because if
right.
I didn't need my job,
I
he would have
said,
gotten
yeah.
an earful today.
Yeah.
He definitely would
yeah.
have.
I can appreciate that. So we're going to wish you happy thoughts for tomorrow, and I hope that he has happy thoughts tonight, too.
He needs some happy thoughts.
Maybe that's what he needs. Never mind. Yeah, that's probably exactly
that's
what he
exactly
needs.
That's exactly right.
Some happy thoughts. Now, I wanted to tell you, I saw something that I thought, a couple of things that I just thought were so hysterical. I was watching the news the other night, and I saw, and this really was on the news, it was a story about Amish men's beards cut off. Police suspect Amish on Amish violence.
So what, one man cut off another one's beard?
Well, it sounded like something from pay-per-view, Amish men with beards, Amish on Amish, $5.99. No, didn't it say
that? Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? And no offense to the Amish people, because I love Amish people. Well, I don't love them. Well, you know what I mean.
You enjoy them.
You know what I mean.
You enjoy their Amishness.
I do. Apparently, there was a splinter Amish group, and that's how they referred to them. It's just
a splinter Amish group.
And since they work with wood, that just cracked me up. I don't know why. It was like there was just this borderline. I was giggling, and I shouldn't have. But what happened was they're in Ohio. And they were breaking into homes and cutting off the beards and the hair of other Amish men.
That's really odd.
Apparently the Jefferson County Sheriff said that they have at least four men who are followers of a man by the name of, wait for it, Sam Mullet. Okay. And he has this little, I guess, band of Amish men.
Rebel Amish.
Rebel, yeah. Amish gone rebel. It just, I don't know why. Anyway, so there were three attacks in eastern Ohio since September, and apparently it's a problem, because what happens is this splinter group will knock on the door of Amish men and then pull them out by their beard.
Oh, my, that would hurt.
Oh, my God. And they tried to chop off their facial hair.
A reason. Why would you do that? Obviously, Amish men value their facial hair.
Well, it's a religious thing, and the whole reason is that it says in the Bible that men shouldn't cut their hair, so that's why they don't. And apparently, it happened to two bishops, which was totally inappropriate, and that's a problem. So they are now looking to arrest the rogue Amish group that is out there.
What do you charge them with?
You know, I'm thinking
barbary.
Barbary. Yeah, that's good. Yes, illegal cutting without a barbary license. I don't know. They say the Amish don't shave or cut their hair, believing that it's forbidden by the Bible. And what was really funny was there was this professor who is in charge of religious studies at Elizabethtown College, and he said, he said, this is very odd and clearly outlier behavior. And then he goes on to say, I guess he wanted to sound intelligent, he goes, these appear to be malicious assaults of symbols of Amish identity by a wacko little group. And I was just like, I don't know, the whole story had me giggling, and I just had to tell you that.
It
was so funny. Amish on Amish, there you go. And no offense, I love the Amish, you know. And apparently what they're saying is, it has something to do, and I don't know, again, allegedly has something to do with some child abuse that had gone on.
Oh,
which, you know,
okay.
We had Ms. Stryker-Schmidt on the,
yeah.
Who wrote A Separate God,
right.
A wonderful, wonderful book, and she grew up in an Amish community. She'll be the first to say that there is, you know,
awesome.
Child abuse,
yeah.
And sexual abuse and things of that nature. So that's, you know, I love and embrace all the good in the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, there's bad that, of course, I don't, and no one would, but, you know, it's a shame that, you know...
That would be, I'm sorry, but that would be so hilarious.
Okay, so see, you do. I'm not the only one who finds it.
I can just picture this Amish man. Let me cut your beard off.
I'm going to cut your beard off now. Now you're not going to struggle. Come on, Bartholomew. Come here. You know, can't you hear it, though? You know, it's going to be all these people named Muller. Because isn't that what, don't they have a lot of Amish? They do, because I'm in Ohio.
German?
Amish, yeah. Well, the Amish names is like, yeah, Amish German. German. Now we're both coughing tonight. Okay, so I just thought that was interesting. And,
that is so funny.
So it was kind of cute. I just had to mention it. And we're going to take a call in just a second, but I wanted to shout out to Susie Q, who is in our chat room. And as always, she's so wonderful about taking care of everyone in there, and she's doing so tonight as well. So thank you, Susie Q. And I'm going to say, if you have a question, go ahead and put it in the chat room as well. We'll be happy to answer it as best we can. We're going to take Rochelle in just a moment, right after this very, very short break. This is for the poor people who have Amish violence.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price living in an Amish paradise.
A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no light, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise a barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little Amish wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men in the night, living in an Amish paradise. There's no cops or traffic lights living in an Amish paradise. But you probably think it's vice living in an Amish paradise.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Weird Al Yankovic.
I love Weird
Amish
Al.
Paradise. I know, isn't he great? He does some great parodies. He's a lot of fun. And we played that when we did the show. Yeah, and that was great with Lucinda. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was great.
And she got a kick out of it,
Lucinda
too.
Lucinda Stryker-Schmidt, yeah. And a great book, if you ever get a chance, A Separate God, great book. Well, I'll tell you what, because she's been waiting, and she waited last week for so long, we were never able to get to her. We're going to get to her right now. Hi, Rochelle. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. I've been trying for weeks to get through.
I'm so sorry, but the good news is you got through.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh,
my question has to do with my career, which I don't have. And I feel like I've been just hitting a lot of roadblocks in my job search. I was wondering if you see something coming for me soon and how I might align with that position, how I might find it.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny because that's something we were talking about just today, and it was so strong on my mind, so maybe this is a message for you. I've talked to a lot of HR people recently. I talk to all kinds of people, but for whatever reason, I'm getting a lot of calls from people and companies, but specifically people from HR. And the one thing they keep telling me over and over again, and I mentioned this to Jessica earlier today, is that it seems like the electronic submitted resumes are being trashed. They're not even opening half of them. They're sending out autoresponders saying they received them, but they're not even opening, they're not reading the emails. And so what I'm being told is the ones that seem to carry the most weight these days are hand-delivered ones. Now, certainly in some, you know, instances, you cannot bring them in. You know, you can't go into Siemens or Martin Marietta or one of those places with a... so then you need to know somebody. You need to network. And that's the key to getting these positions, is you have to know somebody who's in the position who you can say, hey, are they looking for anybody? Can you put in a word? Because they do that, as we've talked about.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do.
So is there somebody that you know in the field that you're looking to get into where that would be helpful?
No, I don't know anyone.
Okay. And tell me this. The field that you're in, is it something you've been doing for a long time?
Yes, I have, and I'm open to change.
Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you the other thing. Saying you're open for change is great, but have you focused? Are you truly focusing on one area, or are you looking? Are you doing the massive submission thing?
Well, I want to get out of the industry that I was in for 30 years, and I just want to take my skills and move them elsewhere.
Okay, alrighty. Well, then I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you two things that I'm seeing for you. Number one, whatever it is that you did before, I felt like you had to compromise sometimes. Is that true?
It was my life, and I had no life, no real life.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the big changes I want. And basically dealing with the product line that I dealt with for 30 years, I was bored with it.
Right.
And I stayed there because the money was excellent, but there was no growth personally, professionally, or spiritually. And so, yeah.
I understand. And so you decided that that's enough. You're done with that, and you want to be able to move on and do something that interests you. But I feel like... even though you want to do something that interests you, I feel like part of you wants to do kind of a whole giving back thing. Is that true?
Yes, I'm a very giving person, very much so.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing I need to tell you, is that I feel like giving back is really, really important for you, and it's something that you need to strive to do. The word I'm getting for you right now is actually coming from an archangel, and I'm getting that patience for you right now is the most important thing, because you still need to nurture your patience a little bit. And I don't know why that's being said. You know, the one thing I'll never tell you is I know it all. But it says it right now, it's almost like you're planting a seed, because you want to get out of the field that you are in, but use those skills to do something else. And it's almost, the message I'm getting is it takes a while for a seedling to grow, and that's kind of what you're doing. You're starting fresh, right? And
yes.
And so the message that I'm getting is it's okay to have slowed down and to take your time in thinking what direction you want to go in, but I'm also seeing that in order to gain forward momentum, you have to focus on exactly what you want, and I'm seeing right now it's very vast. In other words, you haven't really focused on exactly what direction you want to go in. Is that true?
Well, yeah. First of all, I don't want to deal with something with technology and computers, because that's not my forte. I am a people-related type of person, and I have, 16 years of management skills, so I know how to manage a group of people, and I ran a company, a $7 million branch. So I have so many skills, and like I said, I just want to move them over, and it has to be people. I have to be connected with people, because I can connect on a very deep emotional level.
Right.
That's where I am best at. So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't want to sell widgets. I don't want to sell snow cones. I just, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to be people-oriented and connect with people.
And I think that's why they're showing me, you know, it's kind of like, and bear with me on this, if you say to me, okay, I want to go car shopping. I need a new car. I want to buy a car today. And I say, okay, great, let's go. Which dealership do you want to go to? And you would say to me, well, I really don't know. I just know I want a car. Well, which one should we go to? Well, I don't know. I just know I want a car that drives me places. That's kind of frustrating, right? Because you're not narrowing the focus. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know that I want a senior level position because that's where I came from.
Okay.
But the big industry, I'm open to the industry. I just know I have 30 years of incredible knowledge and skills, and I want a senior level position.
Okay. Then the next thing I'm going to say to you is, I'm getting something else which may somehow link up with what you're doing. I'm seeing that as far as a healthy lifestyle, that you actually live a very healthy lifestyle. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're saying you eat right, you know how to eat healthy, you keep in good shape, you have a good self-esteem. Is this all true?
Oh, yes, very much
okay.
So.
So now what I'm going to ask you is, do you believe that that's important for people?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You see what direction I'm going in?
That I might want to do something related to health and...
The health industry, yes, health and nutrition industry. Because, you see, that's taking something that, it hits on all the things that are important to you. You naturally eat a healthy diet. You appreciate the fact that health is important, nutrition is important. You understand it. And so you also realize that there are a lot of people out there, unfortunately, who don't know how to take advantage of a healthy lifestyle. And I think that in a way that gives back, because if you're involved with a company or an organization that does that, you are giving back. You are helping people have healthier lives and live longer. But couldn't you use those skills in a company like that so you kind of fulfill two needs?
Yeah, that would be a natural thing because I'm already doing it.
Right, exactly. So what I'm saying is now we've been able to narrow down your focus on what you need to do. Now you need to go out there and target companies specifically that have, let's say, mission statements that you totally jive with, something that you totally connect with. That's what I would do, and that's easy enough to do. So I would get on the computer tomorrow, and I would narrow that down, and I feel like that's the direction that you need to go in.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask you another question. Where are you calling from, Rochelle?
I'm calling from Northern California.
Okay. All righty. And let me ask you another question, if I may. Talk to me about your love life a minute.
I have somebody I date, but there's no future.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just two different people. And
okay.
Other than that, I have nobody.
Okay.
He's a quote-unquote fill-in for the time.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm so blunt, but I'm honest.
Well, no, that's why I mentioned that to you. Because I sense that. I feel like he's somebody you've just settled for, you know, and that's probably the way you described it is probably the best way to describe it. But my question is this. Do you think you're ever going to meet? Because how long have you been with him now? A couple of while now, right? More than a year?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, I've known him for 25, and it's been on and off for 25.
Okay.
Very emotionally distant.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You're with a man on and off for 25 years that you know you're not going anywhere with, that he's not the right guy for you. How easy is it for you to meet the right guy when you're currently committed to another guy?
Well, the problem is I'm unemployed right now, and it's very hard for me to have my self-esteem up in meeting somebody new when I'm in an unemployed situation.
Mm-hmm.
The person I go out with is helping me financially.
Okay, so that's how you're benefiting from that right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you know, I would never say to somebody, you know, date this person or go with this person so he could financially support you, even though you know you're not going to end up with them. However, this is the dance you've been doing for a while now, so that's a little bit different. It's not like when you were employed, you were leaving him on the roadside. You were with him then as well. So I get that. But I do see that there's another man out there for you. I'm going to tell you that. He's not the right man for your future. Now, again, I'm not supposed to affect your free will, but I can see very, very clearly that he is not the right man for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I understand that, and I know that, too. You're right.
Okay. All righty. On the job front, again, I can't be more definitive than to say you need to narrow your search down to exactly what it is you feel you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, it's going to be hard to go out and find a job. So just like we discussed the health and nutrition field, taking your skills, looking for an upper-level management position or a senior-level management position, and find one that carries a mission statement that coincides with your thought process as well, and I think you can do very, very well with that. And there are a lot of those companies out there, and you are in the right part of the country to be able to do that as well.
When do you see this falling into place for me?
Rochelle, I don't see it happening till March. That's a long time.
Yes.
I know.
Very long. It's been 18 months since I left my job. And
you know what? November, December, January, February, March. That's 5 more months. So it'll happen between now and March. And even though that seems like a long time, it's a heck of a lot shorter than 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense?
It disappointing sense.
I know. It
makes sense. But, you know, did I fall astray somewhere, or have I been on the right path?
Well,
you know, I don't want to have done something wrong to have got me to the situation.
I don't think you necessarily did anything wrong. I would never say that. But what I would say to you is that God gave you a life to live, not to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what I'm being shown is that you did a lot of existing, but not necessarily a lot of living. Does that make sense?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now God wants you to start feeling things. You do this to protect yourself. I totally get it. But it's time to start feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I felt a lot of pain and anguish in these past 18 months.
And guess what? You survived it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You absolutely survived it. And because of that, it should give you the strength and inner knowledge to know that you can survive anything else. So I think this is meant to happen. I know it's meant to happen. And I also know that because you now have the self-esteem to know that you can get through these difficult times, it will help you accomplish other great things. You need to start feeling the highs and the lows. You can't go through life protecting yourself with a barrier and a wall and being numb. It doesn't work. And that's not what God put you on this earth for. You're supposed to start really feeling life, and you've got to start living life.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's just been so hard when I've been unemployed and I can't spend money. And, you know,
that
it's like a...
That makes it hard.
It makes it very hard.
I know.
Very
it's very frustrating. But you know what that tells me? I'm going to tell you something. I know you're unemployed, so you haven't done anything for 18 months. So what are you doing with your time?
I've taken a Reiki class. I've
Great.
Rooted myself very much so in spirituality.
Great.
Okay. I fly back to the Midwest every two and a half months. I spend at least 10 days with my dad.
Great. Okay.
I started to take care of my own garden, my own backyard. I go for power walks along the beach every morning and talk to the trees and the birds and the ducks and the geese.
Fantastic.
And I pray and I meditate and I clear my chakras every day.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, so that's what I've done. Which
look what you would have missed. Look what you would have missed had you not had this last 18 months.
I forgot what it was like to smell roses, and I forgot what it was like to look at beautiful trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how beautiful life is.
Right. Life is beautiful, and it has so many blessings, and I think you blocked out a lot of them before, and now you're starting to feel. And I'll tell you what, you've got to keep moving forward, and if you keep moving forward and you find your focus, and I think I don't even need to say any more than that because I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. You need to find your focus with a place that you really, I don't want you just to throw out a resume. I want you to find a place you want to work for and tell them why you want to work directly for them and no one else. That's what you need to do. And you know how to do that. It's just that you've been knocked down so much, you forgot that that carries a lot of weight.
Right. I was married to my last job. I had no life.
Right. Wasn't worth it, was it?
No, and it's just so sad because I gave my heart and soul, and the time I could have spent with friends, I gave to work. Times I could have spent with my family, I gave to work. And that was the biggest lesson I learned, is you cannot be married to your job.
Your job does not define who you are. And if it does, something's wrong.
Right, and I learned that.
Yeah. I think this has all been a huge blessing for you, and I hope you're starting to recognize that. And that's why it's so important that with the next job, you look for a company, like I said, that has a mission statement that you're comfortable with. That's my advice to you, because that's the direction you need to go. One that embraces your spirituality in a way. And there are a lot of companies, as you very well know, who do that. Those are the companies you need to go after, okay?
You know what? I've sent out over 400 resumes. Now, that doesn't get you a little discouraged, so it's like...
Sure, but none of them were target marketed, and that's the problem. You see, how many of them had a mission statement that you totally felt in sync with? How many?
There were some jobs that I really wanted, especially in the skincare and the beauty industry, and I was rejected too many times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know...
I would say that you, like I said, without sounding like a broken record, you need to find a company that has a mission statement that is almost like your own personal mantra, and that's the one you go for. And you'll know it when you see it. Okay, Rochelle?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Has this been helpful?
It was worth the wait.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for being so persistent, and I so appreciate you taking the time to call us. Many blessings to you. I will pray for you, and I know that you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. I know that this is going to happen for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you again. God bless.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye now. She was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard when you're, you know, on the ropes for 18 months. That makes it really hard, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh. I can imagine.
It makes it really, really hard. And you know, there's so many great people out there, and there's so many great jobs out there, but meeting the two... You got to find a job you like, right?
Well, and let me tell you, I've been kind of doing that kind of search myself. You
right.
get to a point in your life, I think, and you work jobs to make money, to pay the bills, and
right.
you finally get to the point in life where you want to work somewhere where you feel like what you're doing matters in life.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. Yep, I totally agree. And if it doesn't, then why do it?
Right.
You know, why do it? And I think when things like this happen to people, it's life-changing. But at the same time, it's the biggest blessing that they could have ever have. You
well,
know?
It sounds
and,
like she's really gotten in touch with her inner self, don't you think?
I really do think so, and God bless her. I'm gonna say this. I truly believe that given some time, she'll do very, very well, and she just has to have the faith to know that it's going to happen for her, and it truly will. It
right,
truly will.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take a little break now so I can clear my head. I have to do that after each reading because it helps me to reconnect. And this is a song that I like, and I know I've played it a lot, but it happens to be one of my most favorite ones, so I got to play it. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Delilah. Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars and water. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
By the Plain White Tees.
You love that song.
I do. You know, ever since it came on, I loved it. I mean, I don't know why. I just really feel a connection to it. I don't know why. Isn't that weird? Maybe I was
equally Delilah?
I was just going to say, actually, I'm Delilah. I never told you. That's the truth. You know, I came across something else that I thought was really kind of funny.
Is this more Amish fun fact?
Amish on Amish, live at 7. No. You know, when do people, as we get older, we see our friends and families and big gatherings usually when?
Holidays.
Weddings.
Weddings, funerals.
Yeah, okay. So when you go to a funeral, usually after the funeral, there's always the dessert table, right, where everybody brings
food. Definitely lots of food.
Covered dishes. And okay. Well, you'll like this one.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
There were these senior citizens who all attended a funeral in Huntington Beach, California. We should have asked Rochelle if she knew about this. And during the service, they each tried some brownies, which were passed around on a tray.
Uh-huh.
These poor seniors, they started having all kinds of chest palpitations and dizziness and nausea and having trouble standing. Almost looked like they were drunk. Well, it turns out that all the victims who were in their 70s and 80s were attending this funeral for a gentleman, I guess, who had used medical marijuana, okay, and it was helping him and helped him until he passed away.
Right.
So as a tribute, somebody there decided to bake a tray of
funny brownies
and brought them as a tribute to the deceased. And apparently three victims were rushed to the hospital Saturday after being served these brownies that they didn't realize were laced with marijuana.
That is so funny.
Yeah, and of course they're all okay. Everyone's okay and everything's fine. But apparently it's a problem. These poor
but
seniors.
But you would think they would be relaxed, right?
Well, they said that they thought all they had to worry about was how much sugar intake they were getting with their diabetes. Who knew? You would think it would, but I guess if you've never
you
had.
You start feeling weird.
See, I wouldn't know. You must have done a lot of drugs in your life.
No. Actually.
We just put Jessica on the spot.
Honestly, I have never, ever smoked pot in my entire life.
Even though I have no idea what it's like, so
I
would know.
And when I went to college, oh my gosh, everybody did. But
yeah.
For me, I always felt like I would go insane, and I don't know why.
Well, you like to be. You like
I'm
that
a real
feeling
control
of being
freak.
Control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not. No, but you're not a control freak. I'm a control freak. You're not a control freak. You just want
well,
to be in control of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to control everything in my environment, and that's. But you're so. I think there are a lot of people out there who. Or like that,
yeah,
you know,
I guess.
Who don't, you know, who want to be in control of their life and make sure nothing, you know, odd, you know, you want to be in control. You know, I'm going to get to Sharon next, but I just have to answer this quick question in here. We have Daniel and we have Susie Q who are wondering when they're going to meet and go out on a date. Now, I offered for them to go on dates with each other, but apparently one lives in Georgia and one lives in Florida, and neither one of them want to. Give in. So, Dr. Ginny with a whip. Now, wait a second. What is this? Okay, they're saying in the chat room, I went to a funeral Saturday and was happy to see my aunts and uncles, and I missed that. I'm wondering why Dr. Ginny has a whip all of a sudden.
Oh, Indiana Jones with the whip.
Ah, yeah. Well, I do like Indiana Jones, but,
mm-hmm.
I'm not into the
it's
whip.
Those
thing.
Underlying qualities you're
maybe
not talking
that's
about.
It. No, I liked him when he was younger and his shirt was open. That was very nice. He looked very good in his little hat, too.
He did.
You know? I would go on an archaeological dig with him anytime.
Hey, you know, he was in Star Wars, too. As much as you love Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars. I don't understand the Greek, the geeky Greek. But what
it
is
geeky?
Star Wars? Oh, my God. Meet a nerd, go to Star Wars. Thank you very much.
I'm not a nerd, and I love Star Wars.
I know you do. That's why I'm teasing you. I just never got into the whole sci-fi thing.
I love sci-fi stuff.
No.
The Sci-Fi Channel. There's a lot of good shows on that.
Okay, what was the one with Will Robinson? Will Robinson, Trouble.
Oh my gosh, that's so old.
Yeah. Okay, I watched that one. Lost in Space.
Lost in Space.
Okay,
yeah.
I watched that.
But
and
Star Wars classic. That's classic.
Okay, Star Trek, okay.
I love Star Trek, too.
No, you know why I don't like Star Wars? Because I had a best friend growing up, and in fifth grade, she had to go with her mom and dad. Her dad was an engineer, and they went to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And she found out she had to move. And then she came back, and her parents didn't tell her. And then when they got back in town, you know, my parents and their parents were friends, and so... So we went to go to the movies, and she said, I just found out we're moving. And we were both really upset, and we were watching Star Trek. So I never wanted to see Star Trek anymore, because that's when I found out my best friend was moving. And she moved to Dallas, Texas. And she works for MD Anderson now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's high up in, yeah, she does very well.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. But, so.
Poor Star Trek and Star Wars shouldn't suffer because of your traumatic experiences.
I may the force be with you. What are you kidding me?
Wouldn't you like to have a laser goes whoom, whoom? I would love that.
You know, yeah, it's just not my thing. I don't know what to say. It's not my thing.
Lucky
I don't
you didn't have any boys.
You know what was great? That movie Dragging Me to Hell. It was
that is such a sicko movie.
I know, it was such a good movie. I have a button if you want one. You didn't see the movie. Remember, she gave the button away.
Like
whoever
scary
took
movies.
The button. Oh, it was so good.
Brian,
so good.
my son, actually, yes. And a couple of his friends were over last weekend, and they were watching a scary movie, and I had the choice of either watching or going in my bedroom and sitting there all by myself, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch. It had Korean subtitles, which is really odd.
Yeah.
It was an American movie.
Huh.
But it was scary.
What was it about?
It was about these little gremlin people that lived in this house.
Yes.
And they wanted to drag you down to hell.
Oh, okay, now that's scary. No, I wouldn't like that.
And it was a little girl. And every year they had to kill a child or something.
Oh, my God. Okay, no. I don't like... No, Drag Me to Hell was just a really campy movie about this gypsy woman. And it was just... It was so hysterical because the lead lady in it was just so... I mean, come on. She was just... It was
as long
weird.
As they're not scary and you can...
No, I was laughing hysterically.
Okay,
I guess
it wasn't scary.
It's kind of like that movie Legion. Did you ever see Legion with the angels?
Yes.
Okay, or when the old lady crawled across
that
the ceiling.
That was too funny.
Did you not lose it? I mean,
that
was hysterical. You know, I love movies like that that are supposed to be scary, but they're so beyond not scary that it's hysterically funny.
Right.
That's why I like them.
Like Zombieland, have you ever seen that?
Oh, my gosh, that was great.
That is funny.
I mean, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, remember when they killed Bill, the guy from Ghost Hunters? What was his name? His name is probably not. We had Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Who was in that?
That's just Bill Murray.
Yes, remember when they shot him? That was so great.
Yes.
That was so hysterical. I mean, not because he got...
That was funny.
It was hysterical. I think they're coming out with a
Zombieland 2.
And I want to see it. You know what I heard, too?
When we start talking about movies,
forget
it.
We love going to the movies. I mean, did you go to the movies a lot when you were a kid?
No.
We used to, I remember, work around the house just to get money to go to the matinee on Saturday.
Once I was a teenager.
Yeah, no, from the time I was like 12.
Oh,
we
no.
would rake leaves, clean, pot, whatever we had to do to get the 50 cents or 75 cents.
Oh, really?
To get into the movie. I think it was more than that. I think it was two and a quarter. I don't remember how much it was.
I don't remember.
I just know that we would do anything we had to do to get into the movie. And
what?
I think the people in our chat room are disturbed.
you're scaring them.
I know, we're scaring them.
They just want to know when they're going to have a date. They don't care about Star Wars.
Okay, here
we go. Me to hell.
Are you ready? Okay, Susie, your date's going to come between now and the first of the year, okay? That's number one. Daniel, you're going to have a date by December, sometime in December, no later.
What about Jessica, as nothing happens.
No, Jessica's going to have a date, but you're going to have a date. But
never.
No, you are. No, it says you're going to, I mean, I'm seeing you're going to have a date, as you can see, but the first date you're going to go on is not going to be maybe the keeper date. It's going to be the...
I have no hope.
You know what? Let's take our next caller. I'm not winning tonight no matter what. Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for waiting. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Love that area.
Yeah, I know. It's really pretty.
Yeah. How long you been living out there?
Oh, for most of my life.
Okay. Now, you don't mind not having the green around all the time, then?
I was listening to the other caller, and when she was talking, I thought, oh, I want to go there. She was talking about the trees and the beach. And
right. She made it sound like a beautiful, Shangri-La. And I think that was probably one of the messages she needed to get, too, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I have been at this particular location where I go in and I take care of certain responsibilities. It's a work situation. Mm-hmm. And I spend a couple of hours there once a week. And I, from the very beginning, several months ago, I was introduced to somebody that's been very, very helpful and very supportive outside of that arena whenever I've needed to contact them, ask them for support. And I'm just wondering if you see anything developing beyond just that kind of friendship, like romance.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that there is a strong connection between you two, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, obviously. But the other thing that I am seeing as well is that there's a hesitation on his part. Now, tell me why that is. Is there an age difference?
Well, there could be. I don't know. I'm not aware of that. If that's
okay.
The case,
I'm getting a hesitation on his part.
And it's like a door that's closed.
No, it's not a door that's closed. Now, that's kind of important. I'm seeing hesitation. In other words, it's something that he thinks about it, but yet he holds back. And I think the reason why he holds back is because I'm getting age difference, and I don't get why the age. I mean, you're saying you're not aware of one, so why would it be an issue for him?
Well, that part of his life, I don't know. I'd have to get to know. He may prefer someone totally younger. I don't know. I'm not aware of.
I'm getting age difference. I mean, and it's funny when I get something as strong as that, and it keeps coming and it keeps coming. A lot of times, men will think, oh gosh, I really want somebody who's younger, or I want, they get in their mind they want a certain age. And obviously they haven't found in that certain age what they're looking for, they wouldn't still be available, right? And usually it's because the age that they're looking at hasn't reached the maturity level and never will, because as they get older, there's always that gap. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think, let me ask you a question. Have you broached the subject with him at all? I guess not.
Oh, no. I'm keeping it real, at the level that it is, and I'm not. I'm just taking it real slow, but I didn't want to waste time and energy in thinking that there might be some potential there, nor would I want to talk anyone into, going beyond what they've already outlined for themselves. If that individual wants, a certain age group, then I would just, that's fine. These days I'm not attached to trying to make something work.
No, I understand that. I'm going to tell you there is interest there, and I think once he realizes, it's going to take him a little while to realize that this is probably, how do I put this? He's barking up the wrong tree with the younger woman that he's dating. That's just plain and simple, and that's what's going on. He's barking up the wrong tree. And he'll continue to bark up the wrong tree until he finally decides to give somebody his own age a try, and then he'll see what a true relationship is. I hope you're the person he does it with, but I'll be honest with you, I think you'll have moved on to somebody already that's far wiser than he is.
Okay, that pretty much answers my question, because I don't want to try to convince someone to do something that they're not. And if he is, if you're seeing someone else in his life, that was, that also tells me that I'm not, I just don't want to spin my wheels anywhere.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And I actually, I kind of feel like he enjoys you. He just hasn't recognized that he needs to be with somebody that's his equal. He's still going after, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You see?
I didn't realize that. No, I didn't. he doesn't mention anything. We just keep it, the conversation focused on what I'm bringing up, and he responds, and he's very he's very present while we're talking. And I was just wondering, and it's one of those things where you meet someone and you just kind of there might be some, you want to know the whole thing, and then you just put them in that slot, well, okay, that's just going to be a friend,
And I would suggest to you, just to keep that door open, you do go out and have lunch with him once in a while?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you should. I think it might help to open his eyes to what possibilities there are out there, because I think he really enjoys your company. I'm telling you, he's quite attached to you and attracted to you, but he's just not ready to move forward with you, because in his mind he's with somebody who's 28 or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. See, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, if someone is into that age group, then I'm not interested in them. I mean, because I'm more interested in something different, way different. You know,
I totally agree. I'm
like your previous caller. I have someone in my life that, and we've been together a long time, but it's not going anywhere, and it won't go anywhere. And, you know, I wanted it to in the beginning. I deeply loved that person, but they, you know, consistently have said these are the boundaries, and they've opened up. You know, he's become more giving, certainly more giving. But I'm just seeing, you know, and if I moved on to another relationship, he would not be, he would recover okay. You know, but it's I encountered this individual at that location that I go in and do some work, and I just started wondering. My mind was just kind of wondering, you know, if there was potential, and you've pretty much answered it. I'm not interested, though, in anyone that is interested in someone that's a lot younger. To me, that, you know, I don't want to, I've done that before, and I'm not going to do it again, you know, where they become a project, and I, you know, this relationship I'm in, you know, it's been like
right.
that. And I'm wanting to just go off into the sunset with someone that we both have the same values and perspectives in that way.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you, and I think that if you want to put it to a test, you can. I'm sure now that you know this, you'll listen with a little different ear next time you talk to him, and I think you'll probably see that. You know.
Okay.
I know that. I think this is probably good that you know this in advance. It's better than not knowing it at all, right?
Completely, because I can completely just put the energy that this is a friend, and that's it, you know, not even spend any time, you know, thinking about it otherwise.
Right, exactly. Is there anything else I can answer for you tonight?
Well, that particular place that I go into is truly volunteer, and I'm hoping to pick up, you know, work in an area that is in my specialty. I wonder if you saw that coming within this month.
Is there like a contract out? Is that kind of what's going on, or a contract coming in?
You know, that could be quite possible, because I deal with a lot of organizations, and right now it's all volunteer, and I know I'm not wasting my time with it. I know I'm, you know, definitely networking, cultivating.
I see that there's a contract that's going to get approved that's going to allow funding, and you will get something in the next 5 weeks.
Wow, I love it.
Okay, so keep your eyes and ears open. You've got a lot of networking you've done. You know exactly what you're doing. Just remember when just keep up the open lines of communication, because you know it comes quick, and you've got to be in the right spot at the right time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon, and thank you so much for waiting as long as you did. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So Al from Arizona. Arizona is beautiful. They have a lot of turquoise jewelry. I don't mean to be shy.
It's a weird statement.
I know, but you know why? I had some friends that moved out. I had some friends that were very successful. And he owned a body shop in New Jersey. But, I mean, a custom, like, you know, like you see the real custom, only did super custom jobs. And he got bored with it because he was so successful, he got bored with it. So
oh, really?
So his wife, yeah, decided to move out to Arizona, to Tucson, and import turquoise jewelry.
That's
not
weird.
Even importing, that's bringing it over. Well, okay, so long story short, of course, that didn't work out. And he ended up selling his shop prior to going, thinking, you know, he just needed to get out. And he ended up opening another shop. And, you know, I think sometimes people have a tendency to think just because it comes easy to them and they've got natural abilities, I think they want to be stretched sometimes.
Or do other things.
Sure, and I understood that totally. And I remember sitting there telling them as they're packing up their house and I'm sitting at, and you know, I used to be a financial planner, so I'm sitting there, I'm going over all their papers saying, you guys, you know, why don't you just take a leave of absence, put the business in your manager's hand, go out there. I don't think you should be doing this.
Yeah,
No, they want, they went, we know we're doing the right thing. We know we're doing the right thing. Within a year, they were back and, you know.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was really, you know what, they lived life. They experienced it.
Well, they did. And
not
they,
unlike
hey,
the woman
they,
in California
right.
who realized she has to start living life. You know,
right.
she has to.
But it sounds like she's living life, you know?
She is now. Had this 18-month leave of absence,
well, right,
she
right.
wouldn't have, you know. So I think it's, yeah, I think she is. And Sharon, she knows her heart's so much in the right place.
Yes.
She knows where she wants. I mean, she already knows what she wants to do. She's got it pinpointed. Now it's about finding a paying position in a job that she's
right.
been doing so much charitable work in. And God bless her. Karma's going to be good for her. I know
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and here she's with a guy who wants a younger woman. They all need to be lined up and smacked really hard.
Right. Well, she's not actually with him. She's somebody
well,
that she works
right.
with. But, yeah, it is. It's rough, isn't it?
But because, here you think this could be a relationship, and they're out shopping for younger women.
Yeah. You know, I know. It's rough.
I just don't get that sometimes. It's like, you know, what makes you think that these younger women are interested in you?
You know, truthfully.
No, hello.
And that's the thing. I think what they don't realize is that the younger women go out with them just so they could spend their money on them. But then when it comes time to wanting to marry, that's not who they're going to marry because they don't want some older dude, you know, taking care of their young child because,
right.
you know, you don't want that.
Old wrinkly dude.
Yeah, old wrinkly dude. Nothing wrong with old wrinkly dudes now. But you know what I'm saying. You know, it's yeah. Now, I know in the chat room we have a lot of questions, and I'm just going to shoot just one out here before I take a short music break and then go right back to the caller line because I see we've got several more callers on. Again, the number 323-679-0882. And we've got a caller from area code, looks like 856, who's going to be our next caller. So just to let you know that we'll be getting to you next.
I have a name.
Well, LaQuequay hasn't screened the call. And when we screen, all we do, anyone who's called in, we just get your name. That's basically it. We, you know, what's your name? And she puts it so I can call you by name so I don't have to say, hey, you from number
area code 854.
It's also more polite that way. You know, I know that they keep asking me from the chat room when you're going to find a guy.
Yeah.
And
you can never read for me, ever.
It's hard for me to read for you, but I'm going to tell you something. You have a new job opportunity coming up, and I see that.
That
and
has
you,
nothing to do with
it. It kind of does, because I feel like you're in an unsettled point right now.
Oh, you think?
I only
complain to you every single day.
Yeah, but there are some people who complain, and they're just going to complain every day anyway. You're not that kind of person. But I see that you're in an unsettled point right now, and until you get these other things settled, and mainly it's a job that you're satisfied with, that you feel some level or some degree of security with, the other part of your life can't happen because it's just overwhelming for you.
Come on.
And I don't want to lie to you. That's what I see happening. You don't want me to lie to you, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you'll see him next week. And,
yay!
His name is Bart. he's a mall cop.
But you know what?
What?
The guy that...
I know,
I
Kevin
love
James.
Him.
You love him, I know. And the fact that I just... Yeah, I don't even know where
I don't know why
from.
I love him.
Who doesn't love him? But he wears a piece.
I don't care about that.
And I mean a hair piece.
He wears a con. Oh, no.
No, he wears a hairpiece, which, I think he'd be just as cute without... I don't understand
well,
why
maybe
guys
not.
Do that.
Maybe not.
Well, maybe not. That's true. Because look at all the men who do wear them, and they do look good. Like John Travolta looks good.
No, he doesn't.
You know,
without it?
No, with it.
Oh, with it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think without it.
Did you see the picture of him without it?
Yeah, he should never, ever go without it again.
He's kind of a pointy head.
He looked old.
That's what happens.
Well, I guess... you know, like my mother used to say, if you're not having another birthday, you're dead, so get over it. She's quite eloquent that way. Tell you what, we will be back in 2,307 seconds. And do you want me to play something really nice or something bizarre or something just fun?
Something bizarre.
Okay, here we go. With the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm giggling because I'm going to tell y'all, Jessica and I were just having this conversation. Now, we both like this song, by the way. It's beautiful. Wasn't that also in Jesus Christ Superstar?
Jesus.
Or was it in Joseph's Coat of Many Colors? That song was also. It's an Andrew Lloyd Weber
Joseph's
song.
Technicolor,
yeah,
Dream Coat.
That's it. With
it
Andy,
was a coat
saw,
of many colors.
You know, I saw him when it was Andy Gibb before he offed himself. You know?
Donny Osmond?
No.
Donny Osmond was the...
Well, I think he was after Andy Gibb.
Oh,
sadly,
I didn't
Andy
know Andy Gibb did that.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. Yeah,
I liked
How about
Andy
with David Prelick? Remember David?
Oh! You said his entire name.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to change the subject now really quickly. I want y'all to know that, you know, Jessica says she likes Star Trek and she likes that. Okay, I want y'all to hear this story because she's going to so shoot me right now. But
no.
This is so well worth it. Okay, so... here's the deal. This really good-looking architect asked Jessica out. Really hot, really good-looking. Okay.
That was quite a long time ago.
Okay, but wait. And not only is he an architect and successful, he also was good-looking. You have to admit he was good-looking.
Yes, he was.
Okay. And you said he made you laugh.
He made me laugh. You're not telling the entire story.
Yeah, right. Wait, remember how Jessica's saying she loves Star Trek and all that geeky kind of stuff, which is fine. I make fun of it, but it's fine because we all want, you know, what is the light
it's
force?
It's
a
lightsaber.
A lightsaber. Yeah, everybody needs one of those in their household, surely. So this guy had his own, not only had his own lightsaber, right? He had a lightsaber? I'm sure he did because...
A lot of different things, I'm sure.
I'm sure he did. And why? Let me tell you why. Because he was the international host of all the Star Trek conventions.
Yes,
he was the MC. Where she would have had an opportunity to travel all over the world. He would call her from Germany. Remember, he was in Germany.
Yes.
He was in the UK. He was in Italy at one point. Is that part of the UK? Okay, because I'm so good with you. I mean, I know what Italy is, but...
Don't ask me geographical questions.
Stupid. Okay. And he was in Japan and all this. Okay. So I guess the force wasn't with you, was it? Huh?
No. Okay. And you know because you heard the stories from me. He and I worked together. Number one.
Yeah.
And that was a problem. That was
a
problem.
You don't work with them now.
No, I don't.
Oh,
but the whole thing kind of blew out of proportion. They're not even going to tell
people
that. I remember
his first name. So
don't say it out loud.
I'm not going to say it. And it was with a C, wasn't it?
It was with a Z. Zeke Zero.
okay.
No.
I want you...
The whole point is, he was very, very sweet and very hilarious, and we had a great time. But he was a little too over the top, and I am a person who needs my space because I'm very independent, and he would call me 20 times a day wanting to know what I was doing.
Look, here he is. He was also at the... See, you think my fingers can do the walking, baby. Check this out. Okay.
Oh,
look, he was at the Star Wars celebration in Las Vegas recently. See, you could have played a little one-armed bandit. Oh, that's his name. There it is, isn't it? Isn't
he could very well be married now.
Oh, let's see. Shall we just Google him?
I don't think
quick?
Anybody wants to hear about this.
I know, but look at it. He's still cute. Look at that. Is that his boyfriend? Oh, no, that's Neil. Oh, my God. There he is. His first name is Mark. That's
actually
stop. I'm not saying anything else. All I'm going to say is that he's a very good-looking man. And
moving on. Moving on.
And he just got back from Germany.
Moving on.
Okay, so I'll move on. But all I'm saying... I'm having too much fun with this. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, I've got to clear my head. I'm really sorry.
Really, clear your head.
Where does it say that? Oh, it doesn't say that here. It says... Plus, Jessica is more on the dark side. The architect is more Jedi. It would never work. Well, who said that? Daniel Rivers. I love that.
I could be a Jedi. Come on.
I don't think he's there in Atlanta, but I think he's still single. He'd be perfect for Jessica. I think you should reconsider. I'm just saying. You know?
We will think about that.
I think it's something we're going to talk about as soon as the show ends tonight, and I will let all of you know what Jessica decided. that's all I'm going to say.
She will make fate happen.
I will make fate happen. This guy is cute. He's good looking. Okay, there is one thing. Okay, I can't say it. She's going to kill me. I just got the look of death. I don't think ever you would give me the look of death like you just did now. So I'm going to move on right now.
Good plan.
I know we're going to take another caller in just a second here, and that's going to be Anne. But first we have to do...
Is that 854 person?
That would be the 856 person, yeah. We're going to take Anne in just one second. I just have to make sure that we... do our email thing because we keep forgetting each week and we got to stop doing that. So let's do a quick rock, paper, scissor to see who's going to go down to the big old rusty mailbox. It's pretty darn scary because I think there's a Jedi in there. Okay.
Jedi is a good thing.
Oh, see, I don't watch. I wouldn't know. What is it? Is it the Darth Vader?
Luke Skywalker was a Jedi.
Isn't
but
that,
actually, Darth Vader was a Jedi too.
He was...
We won't even go in. It's a really long story.
Rock, paper, scissor, go. Yes, once again, I win. okay, you get to go down to the mailbox.
The force is not with me.
The force is not with you. Go down to the mailbox. Oh, you're running really fast. It's getting faster and faster. Okay, all righty. That was, I bet you were scared.
I was so frightened.
That was the lady from Legion that was on the ceiling. She was in the mailbox, I'm telling you.
Hey, that did kind of sound like her.
It did, didn't
yeah.
it? I know. Okay, so here's a stack of emails. Pick any one you want. Reach in, grab one out, and the rest we have to put in the that o email.
I'm giving you the one that's really, really long.
That's a really long one. My God, thank you. Everybody, as you know, if you go to drginny.com, that's www.drginny.com, and you click on the Contact Me page, stick your email address in there, send it off to us, and you'll be entered into our free weekly drawing where you'll get a 30-minute free drawing privately, not on air, and you'll get an email the next day if you're drawn out of the VATO email, correct?
Yes.
VATO email. So who reads first? Who reads first?
Me.
Okay, go.
Okay. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica,
That's us.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are weird tonight.
I know.
That extra cup of coffee.
That is.
Shot you in the tub.
That's it.
I have been dating a girl for 8 months, and she has never let me come to her house. After listening to your show last week, I'm beginning to wonder if perhaps she is married or living with someone. How do I broach the subject? Matt.
Okay.
From Sacramento.
Sacramento, California, I guess. Right?
That's pretty much usually where Sacramento is.
Okay.
Don't say what you want to say.
I'm keeping it, yes. I'm going to say this. I think that open communication is really important. If you've been seeing somebody for 8 months, obviously, and you're in a monogamous relationship, or at least you believe you are, I think at some point you have to say, you know, it's really important for me to get to know you completely as a person, and part of that is, you know, seeing how you live and what you like and what interests
Maybe
you.
Maybe she's a slob.
No, see, that's rationale. That's typical rationale. The truth is, if somebody's not letting you into their home environment, either she's a hoarder, or a hoarder,
uh-huh.
is what I said, or she's married or living with a significant other, okay? And you do need to get to the bottom of it. And I'm going to see if I can connect and figure it out. I think Jessica, ding, ding, ding,
She's
is the winner. Yeah, she has a disastrous, she lives in an apartment, by the way, and I bet you he would confirm that, and it is a disaster zone, and she buys everything secondhand, and she's embarrassed the way it looks, so, you know, you're going to have to just show up there one day with flowers. There's the answer.
Aww.
She'll die, right? But
now
isn't that a good idea?
But I can understand that. If you're so embarrassed, and then it gets longer and longer.
Then it's like suddenly this little molehill turns into this
right.
mountain. So what I'm going to tell you is show up at her place with flowers. I know you can track it down and surprise her. And at first she'll die of embarrassment, but as long as you let her know you're okay with it, which I know you will be, it'll go just fine. So don't worry about it. That's a good thing. Yeah. Say good. Okay. Put that in the...
VATO email.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to read this one now. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica. That's us. Okay. I enjoyed your show last week, and I wanted to share with you how devious certain people can be when they set out to deceive you about being married. Apparently, our topic last week, which was the 10
yes.
top ways to figure out that the person you're dating might be married or already have a significant other, it really hit a chord with people.
Well,
didn't it?
I think a lot of people, you know, you're dating, you just don't know, and you get all these little clues.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's kind of, you know, I get it. I really...
I get it.
I mean, yeah, you know.
I get it.
It really hit a chord with people. Anyway, it goes on to say, I was working for a large engineering company right here in Florida, and I met one of our engineers from Holland. He was such a nice guy and told me how he lived with his mom because after his dad died, she was lonely, and since he travels so much, it was a good home base. Excuse me. I, of course, believed him. We started dating, and for 2 months, it was total bliss. Then one Sunday morning, we were in his company-provided short-term apartment, well, thank you for the detail, and ran out of coffee creamer. Normally, I would have run to the store, but I had forgotten my wallet and license and did not want to risk it, so I suggested he go. I was still reading the paper when about 4 minutes after he left, the phone rang. The odd thing was it was not his cell phone. that was sitting on the table. I went to the closet and in a travel kit found a ringing phone. Well, I answered it, and you guessed it, it was his wife. And guess what else was in his shaving kit? Oh, my gosh, his wedding ring, pictures of his children, and even one of his dog.
His dog was in a shaving kit?
No, the picture of the dog was in the shaving kit.
That's a little tiny dog.
A little miniature dog, miniature poodle. I was so furious, I confronted him when he got back to the apartment with our coffee creamer. Men can be jerks, so always double-check, then triple-check, because they just may be married. Mm. And that's from Sarah A. from... I'm not going to say where in Florida, because there's, yeah, we have a lot of large engineering firms right around here. So put that in the Vado email. You know, that's a very sad story, and I'm very sorry that happened to you. And
that's a shame. Good for her that she answered the phone.
You know, good.
Because I probably would not have.
Oh, really? Oh, I would have in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Yeah, you know,
Nosy.
No one will ever let me alone in their house now after I say this. But, no, I mean, if I was dating him and we'd been dating for 2 months, and obviously they were intimate and she was spending weekends.
Yes, but you're answering his cell phone?
The cell phone rang. She obviously worked at the same engineering place, and so, I mean.
It could be somebody calling from work and she's answering his phone.
Could have been, but people at work obviously knew they were dating or she wouldn't have answered the cell phone. So, I mean, I just think, no, I don't think there was anything wrong with that. I think that there are certain times in your life that if it feels right, you do it. And in that case, I think she thought, that's odd. A separate cell phone? Why would you have a separate cell phone all of a sudden? You know, and it could have been one he had, one for the United States and one for Holland. Right?
Holland,
Shit, like a little duck
a little
shoe.
Shoe.
And it went and it rang, it sounded like clogging. Not funny. I don't know why we're laughing. Okay,
apparently the full moon is affecting you.
I think it is. You know, I know. I think it is. I think that she did the right thing, and honestly, if it were me, I would do exactly that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, if I was dating I've been married 25 years, so, you know, if I was dating a man, and it was 4, 5, 6 months, and he left to go get coffee creamer, and I was sitting there, and I heard a phone ring. Darn tootin', I would not only go in and answer
it. You would answer it?
I probably would have already gone through. Okay, come on, people. Don't you go through medicine cabinets if you're staying? Okay, have you never gone through a guy's medicine cabinet? Okay, when you babysat as a kid, did you ever go through the medicine cabinet, the people you were babysitting for?
Yes.
Be honest. Okay,
yes.
There you go.
I didn't go through it. I just opened it and looked.
Of course. I mean, people don't think your babysitters don't do that. Of course they do. And they go through your end tables on the side of the bed, too. They're just curious. They're teenagers. They want to know. I mean, unfortunately,
well, I just want to – I don't know why. What's going to be in a medicine cabinet that I cared about at that age?
I did it,
too.
I
was just nosy.
I was, too. I did it, too. I remember looking at stuff thinking, oh, they must have arthritis, you know.
Yeah.
Because, and it turned out the one woman did, she had – rheumatoid arthritis.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, because I saw the medicine, and I was young. And, you know, we didn't have computers then that we could Google stuff.
We didn't have computers at all.
No, we barely. We had IBM.
We had rocks.
We had chisels. That's true. By the way, I want to congratulate you. You just got a new kitty cat, didn't you? A beautiful kitty cat.
I did, a beautiful one.
Yeah. Is that Cozy? Let me see.
She doesn't have a name yet. So if anybody in the chat room has some suggestions.
Yes, this is going to, between now and next week, we are going to name Jessica's cat.
And it's so cute. She's white.
Describe her.
She's white, mostly white, and then she has a little brown patch over one eye and some little gray patches, and she's really affectionate. She's really sweet. My daughter fell in love with this cat. We went to the Humane Society, which was my giant mistake. But I was trying to heal her broken heart because she and her boyfriend broke up, and it was very heartbreaking to her. And so she says, oh, I need you to buy me a puppy. And I said, you know what that means, right? She said, yeah, it's called transference, but I don't care.
That's because she loves psychology.
She
wants to be a counselor. I love it.
So I said, okay, we have a dog at home. Dogs are expensive. It takes a lot to housebreak them. None of us are home often enough.
Right.
So we picked a kitty.
Good. Okay, that's good. And so
she's so cute. But we haven't named her yet.
So now we're going to open up the chat room, and anyone who's listening, we are not naming the cat Viagra. Forget it, yes. Daniel. Cupid. No, I don't think.
It has to be a girl name because she's a girl.
It has to be a girl name and not something you would be embarrassed yelling at. Out
my daughter
at,
said it can't
you know?
Be a people name either. She said it needs to be a cat name. And I said, well, that makes it kind of hard.
Yeah, see, well, you're not going to yell, here, Viagra, here. That would not sound good.
I don't
nor
think that'll be
here,
good.
Here, Cupid. No, I don't think Cupid. We got to come up with something else. Keep
something
keep.
that a 16-year-old would be agreeable with.
We will read the suggestion. Send an email. I would love to have. I would love for people to send in any suggestions for names,
please.
And we will read them next week and see what names come up. And speaking of names, I've got something I want to tell you about in just a minute. But first, I got to take another caller who's been so very, very patient. Hi, you're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Is this Anne?
Yes, it is. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Where are you calling from tonight?
Oh, that's okay. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, you know, we love New Jersey. What part of New Jersey?
I'm in Voorhees. I'm about 15 miles from Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know where that is very, very well. I spent a lot of time. I grew up in Roxbury, but right around Morristown,
okay.
New Jersey. Yeah, know it very well.
Oh, I see.
So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I had a question about relationship. I was dating last summer a gentleman named Stanley, and we had a fight, and you know, even though I know he's not the guy for me, for some reason, I'm attracted to him, and I ran into him last week, and I was just wanted to ask you what is going on through his mind, if he still had feelings for me, or, you know, what was going on, what you feel his deal is.
Okay, let me take a look at that, because I'm getting two things on this, and this is kind of, does he has some deep-seated issues, doesn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm getting this from Archangel, and I'm going to spell it for you, R-A-G-U-E-L, okay? And this particular Archangel, and you know, they're not male or female, but this Archangel is telling me that he has some deep-seated issues. And it used to cause disagreements, and he was always afraid of feeling exposed. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to tell you is that, unfortunately, because he hasn't found a way to make himself healthy, the relationship will always suffer because he's not able to make himself healthy, you know?
Yes.
He has to get healthy. And I know you're attracted to him because underneath that shield that he puts up and underneath the hurt and the things that he's trying to cover up from way back, as you know, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Is a very, very wonderful man. But until he comes to terms with it and decides how he's going to deal with it and get some help, he's never going to be able to overcome that. And so you'll only get to see the side that is so reactive all the time.
Yes, and I feel so bad because I you're absolutely, you know, right. It's just like, you know, there's still that attraction, and I keep thinking about him, but, you know, the way he's treating me because of all the hurt is not right, and I can't, you know, accept that.
Right,
but
no, you can't. And here's the thing. You need harmony. I mean, you need a harmonious relationship. Okay, and it's something that you thrive on. You're the kind of person that loves to take care of a person, loves to dote on a person, but at the same time expects the same respect back. And
yes.
And I also know that you're a homebody, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, I mean, I'm very strongly. I've got a very strong connection here, and you can be friends with him, but the problem is it's hurtful to be friends with him because it's like It's like having to sit in the middle of Fannie Farmer candies and not take any, you know?
That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, that's hard to do. You can't eat the chocolate. Because if you do, you know, it's not good for you. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'm a diabetic, so, and I'm not, but I'm saying if a person's diabetic, they can go sit in the middle of a candy store, and it's very hard for them because they want to take a bite, but they know it's not good for them. And that's kind of what you've got going on there.
Yes.
I would say running into him kind of maybe the one positive aspect of that was that it enabled you to realize that your heart still can beat for somebody that you really care about. And now there was another guy. Who was that other guy? I see like this circling guy. Who is that?
A circling guy?
Yeah, there was another guy. Who is this other guy that you're...
He was with another guy that he was with?
No, you.
Oh.
You want to talk about that?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're like,
I don't know who you're talking about. A circling guy, like another guy that...
Not surfing. She thought she said surfing.
Oh, no, not surfing.
Oh.
I call it a circling guy, meaning he's... there's another guy that you know that you... I think you could have a relationship with.
Really?
Yes. You don't know who it is, huh?
No.
Is there a guy that you know who... I see him somehow working, owning his own business, some kind of shop. Does this ring a bell?
No.
Okay, I see this man. He runs the business. He's a hard worker. He's not the most attractive man, but he's a nice man. He's a good man. He's a good person, a very good person. And what I'm going to tell you is that you're gonna find out that this is the guy for you. I think that for whatever reason, you haven't recognized him as a potential suitor, just as somebody who's a nice guy that you've done business with. I can't explain it. But now that I've told you this, I think it's going to trigger something, which is a good thing, because he's just a nice guy. And you didn't realize that, I think maybe you needed to look beyond his surroundings, if that makes sense. I know. You'll see what I mean. You write this down because you will see what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. I'm thinking. I'm just like not like... It's funny because I had called maybe a month ago to get a psychic reading, and she told me exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That it's somebody I'm doing business with that I would be surprised, and the same whole thing. And I'm getting so curious and intrigued.
I would say that when you hear it twice from two different readers, that I would say then that should tell you something.
I know, but I just like I'm getting so curious. I can't figure out who it is.
Oh,
but I guess we'll find out.
Will you?
Yeah.
I promise you, you'll find out, and it'll be well worth it. Okay.
Okay. As far as the cat, I have a cat, changing the subject.
Do you really?
Yes. I have a little cat that I rescued because my business is with rescue dogs and cats, and I named my cat Cupcake.
Oh, that's
because she's a female.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had three kids, and she was the smallest from the litter.
Uh-huh.
And she was so cute, and she looked like a little cupcake, so we named her Cupcake, and she's been a wonderful kitten.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've had her for 7 years, so.
Well, that's a good possibility.
Yeah, I
maybe,
like that.
You know,
that's
it's
cute.
Just like a cute little name, but
I love that.
I just
that's
thought I would mention it.
Right now, that's in the lead.
she's a great cat. I mean, we love her.
That's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that. I truly appreciate
it. Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank you so much for your reading, and have a great night.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless, and you take care, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She was so sweet.
Yeah.
I like her. She has such a good energy
surrounding her.
Yes, she does. You can feel that. I wonder if our listeners, I know you can because
mm-hmm.
you're very intuitive. I wonder if our listeners can tell. Sometimes we get calls, and the people have such a good energy surrounding them. They're just good people.
Yes.
She's a very good person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just tell it. I mean, you can just tell. That was great. I love getting calls like that. We have some suggestions in the chat room.
from several people on names, and I think we've got a couple from, and by the way, Daniel wasn't suggesting Viagra for the cat. That was another name, or that was something else they were talking about. I think Daniel's name was Sprinkles. In prison, it says. I don't think Daniel was ever in prison. Sprinkles is a cute name, too. Right now, I'm still, I don't know, I like Cupcake is kind of cute, but
that
Sprinkles
is
cute, too. And I heard Zsa Zsa, like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
That's cute.
That's cool, Zsa Zsa. But that's kind of hard to say. You know,
I wanted
Zsa Zsa.
Her to name her Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but she didn't want to do that. She's like, Mom, that is so dumb. I said, you know what?
She's How about Princess Leia? Was that her name?
Everything I suggested was kind of apparently dumb.
Well, okay. By the way, did you know Daniel in our chat room is of Dutch origin? Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
And so am I.
I know. See, so you both probably have wooden shoes.
You know what? We don't own wooden shoes.
All Dutch people own wooden shoes and they dance. and they clog secretly at night in their bedrooms. Like, you know, they probably do paranormal ghost hunts in these houses because they're all in their ghost.
They're clogging sounds
and they're thinking, what's going on? I don't know why I think that. I also think that there's something wrong with me tonight. It must be the full moon. I am a little odd tonight. I don't know why, but I do know this. We have to go into our VATO email and draw our winner for our free 30-minute private email reading. Okay, so bring up the big vat, and we're going to, okay, go ahead, get it. That's good. No, don't rip your headphone off. Okay, and I'm reaching in and swirling them around. Swirl, swirl, swirl. Okay, and I've got one.
I don't think swirling sounds like that.
Well, I know, but I have to reach in. I want to make sure they're mixed up because I don't ever want any. You know, when I want to be drawn for something, I hope they always think, oh, I hope they don't just pick from the top. I always want to mix up.
It.
I like them to swirl it up, yeah. So, okay, here we go. Today's winner for a free 30-minute a free 30-minute angel reading with me, privately, not online, is going to Nydia R.
Woo-hoo.
And she is from Panama. And I don't mean Panama, Florida. I mean Panama.
No way.
Yeah, so you will get an email from me, Nydia, in the morning. And we'll set up a time and a date that's convenient for you. And that'll be really great. And I really look forward to it. It is a full moon tonight, isn't it?
It totally is.
It's like I love full moons.
So apparently you're really affected and you're going to turn into a werewolf at any moment.
I asked my husband if he was going to turn into a werewolf tonight. I don't know what he was thinking when I said that, but I probably...
He just looked at you like you were insane.
I know.
I would say he was thinking,
okay.
He's insane.
What's in that coffee, dear? I love when my children were smaller. We used to watch Little Bear. And whenever it was a full moon, and I guarantee you, when you go to leave the studio tonight and I get home, my children will say to me, can we make moon monsters? Because we go outside and we make the shadows from the moon and we make moon monsters and we go,
rrr. Your children want to make moon monsters.
I guarantee you, dinner on me, lunch on me on Saturday.
Okay.
Lunch on me on Saturday because we're going to be going to the Southern Woman show,
yes,
aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And we're also going to get to go to this. I gave you the brochure.
Yes.
On the 28th, we're going to the gym. See, here's the good thing, because I have a storefront and all that kind of good stuff. I get to go to all the wholesale places, and we're going to the wholesale gym and jewelry show, which is my
most...
We have
to bring our Southern accents.
Okay, I did it again, didn't I? That must
we're
be
going
it.
To the Southern Women.
We're going to the Southern
Gym and Roll show.
I can't win tonight. I'm telling you, I am gonna make the best moon monster in the whole wide world tonight. I feel like some Steven Tyler because I'm just happy and I'm feeling good. Ow!
Summertime.
See? Y'all asked for it, and we give you Barb Marley. Now, how is that? I mean, you know, and who wants Britney Spears? I'll tell you what, next week you're getting Donny Osmond, you're getting Britney Spears. And for Susie Q, our chat room mom, what are you going to get? Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
she cannot get enough of Backstreet Boys.
I love Backstreet Boys, too.
You do?
I do.
Seriously? Didn't one of them just sell his mansion over here in...
I don't know anything about them. I just like their songs.
Susie would know. I think one of them just sold their mansion. Yeah. Because she was talking about mixing up the drawings. I was thinking of the song Stir It Up. Oh, I got it, Daniel. Okay, cool. But I'm going to do Backstreet Boys just for Susie Q. I'm going to have to do that. And for you, too, because you both like it, and I like it, too. You know, it's funny. We were talking before about names, and there was something I wanted to tell you about a name. Because, we were looking up this guy that I told her, this architect.
You're stalking him.
Turns out he has a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, too. And
it's
now she's
a small world.
You know, it's funny, Jess, because I just clicked follow. And you know what I just realized?
What?
Oh, when I clicked follow, it's going to show up on his show. Oh, drat. And you know what? Your picture shows up on this show. So guess what? He'll be contacting you. And he'll say, where are you? And you'll say, what, me? I'm at Shoe Carnival. And he'll say, what's that? And you'll say, it's a carnival of shoes.
Now everybody's going, you are so weird.
No, this is the exact conversation that took place that scared her off. And that's why she wouldn't go out with him anymore, because she got concerned. I think she just got scared, that's all. But I want to tell you all something about names, because I found this very interesting. You know, we all know, you know, some famous people out there, some older ones, some newer ones, you know, all of them. And I just wonder if you know that most of the people that we know that are actors and actresses and really famous are basically, they're made-up names, almost all of them, you know. Kate Capshaw was Katie Sue Nail, okay? Who would want to be called that?
Yeah, wouldn't you, Blaine?
Okay.
Change that, Nail?
No, Nicolas Cage. Nicholas Coppola. You know,
okay, yeah, that
Coppola
one I know.
Family. Okay. How about George Burns? Do you want to know what his name was?
What?
Nathan Brenbaum.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, really. Mel Brooks.
What was that?
Melvin Kaminsky. I mean, these are the that cracked me up. I came across this the other day. How about Chevy Chase?
Well, you had to know that was not right. What is it?
Cornelius Crane Chase.
Cornelius?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So his last name really is Chase.
Well, his last name really is Chase. How about Cher?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Cheryl Lynn Sarkissian.
Wow.
That would have been, you know. Now, okay, this one is not that big of a stretch, and I totally get it. Eric Clapton? You know what his real name was?
No.
Eric Clap. You know, my boyfriend, I don't even want to go there. That's just wrong. Chuck Connors. Remember Chuck Connors, the rifleman?
Oh, yeah. I used to love that show.
Kevin Joseph Connors, you know.
Oh, what's wrong with Kevin?
I don't know.
Kevin Connors? That sounds,
Kevin Connors,
maybe
it
doesn't sound rugged enough.
It doesn't. But, you know, it's amazing because we know these names and they roll off our tongue.
Yes.
Patsy Cline, right? I love Patsy Cline music.
Mm-hmm.
I always stand by your man. Okay, anyway, Patsy Cline. You don't want to know what her real name was?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Yes,
anyway.
I do.
Her real name was, you're so bad, Virginia Patterson Hensley.
Huh.
That's an odd name. But wait. I got one here that I really like.
Maybe Klein was her married name.
Yeah. So where did Patsy come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I think it came from? She said, I need something people can spell and speak.
That's right.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, tell me.
But I can't think of it.
Because it doesn't roll off the tongue.
What is it?
Vincent Damon Furnier.
Okay, I didn't know that one.
I didn't think you did. I mean, that was like really, you know, I mean, really. Tony Curtis was Bernard Schwartz. Rodney Dangerfield was Jacob Cohen. You know, I think Jacob Cohen is easier than Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, but he was trying to be funny and weird.
True. Ted Danson, Edward Bridge Danson III.
Okay. I guess I could see that.
Doris Day was Doris Kapelhoff.
Well, then I see that one totally.
Yeah. Jimmy Dean. Do you know what Jimmy Dean's real name was?
Sausage.
so awful. I am not the only one the full moon is affecting. No, Seth Ward. Seth Ward.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of nice. You know, this is kind of funny. Phyllis Diller, her name was Phyllis Driver. I don't know why I find this, but it gets better. Wait. Kirk Douglas. You ready? Kirk Douglas was Isur Danilovich Demensky.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
That's really hard.
Bob Dylan was Robert Zimmerman. Sheena Easton was Sheena Shirley Orr.
People with these last names.
I know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. You know, I came across these. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I wonder how they come up with a new last name.
Well,
it's kind of
like, you know. All right, you look at some. Mary Crystal Gayle was Brenda Webb. Totally different.
Totally
right?
Different. Yeah.
Judy Garland. Do you know what her name was?
No.
Frances Gum.
Sounds like the oldest, most boring person.
I know. It's like kind of funny. You know, Whoopi Goldberg? You know Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
What do you think her name was?
I have no idea.
This is going to blow your mind.
What?
Karen Johnson.
No way.
The most normal, average.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
just like a regular name.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, it's just kind of cool.
So do her
cool.
friends call her Karen or they call her Whoopi?
I wonder. See,
nobody,
you know,
would call you Whoopi. That's just dumb.
Well, no, I think her friends, I've heard people refer to her, and they refer to her as Whoop.
Oh, really?
Oh, me and Whoop. Me and Whoop did this.
She's a big Whoop.
Well, I don't think they say she's a big Whoop, because that's not what she considered nice. But, you know, Elton John was Reginald Kenneth Dwight. That sounds like a president.
Yeah, he sounds like he's rich.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. I mean, he really does. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Now, here's the funny part. Michael Keaton had to change his name from somebody else who had to change his name because his name was so bizarre. Michael Keaton, remember Beetlejuice,
yes,
and all those
yes.
shows, love him. His actual name, he was born with the name Michael Douglas.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. But Michael Douglas wasn't born with the name Michael Douglas, as we know, because he was born with some other really odd name, something Dowd at the end of it, the son,
well,
Michael Douglas.
Well, Kirk Douglas's
son, yeah. But
son who is... That
yeah,
whole
that weird name,
yeah.
But oddly enough, his son was a completely different name, so I don't understand.
That doesn't make
it.
Any sense.
Yeah, there are certain things I really don't know. Cheryl Ladd, Cheryl Stoppelmore. So
wow.
These are just, you know, I just thought it would be kind of interesting to hear some of these. Carol Lombard was Jane Peters. Yeah, these are, you know, Shirley MacLaine was Shirley Beatty, we know that.
Right.
Right, that was easy. Madonna was Madonna Louise Sassone, we know that. Malcolm X was Malcolm Little. Yeah, that would have been. How cool are you? What's your name, boy? My name's Malcolm Little. Okay, you are not going to grow up and be a tough guy. No one's going to listen to you until you change your name.
Your name is Little.
My name's Little. Barry Manilow was Barry Allen Pincus.
He looks like that name.
I know, he does look like that name, doesn't he? And, of course, all the Marx brothers, you know what their last name was?
Marks?
Yeah. You're very, very good. I'm very impressed. Ed McMahon was Ed McMahon. See?
Oh, so he actually had his real name. Good for
yes.
him.
But, of course, Meatloaf, do you really want to know what his family name was? Look, Gravy. All right. You know what? This brings to an end the weirdest show we've ever done. And
it has been weird.
I don't want anyone to go back. I'm going to tell you, anyone that I've done readings for tonight, if you happen to still be listening, go ahead and download these right away, because I'm going to tell you after a few days, I am taking this permanently out of the podcast, because this has been one of the most unusual shows we've ever done.
This is our full moon
this
broadcast.
This is our full moon, yes, and we were a little odd and off tonight, but we've had a good time, and we appreciate all of you who did call in and all of you who listened and are very devoted listeners in the chat room. Thank you so much. You are constantly entertaining, and we adore you. And don't forget, next week, send in all your ideas for Jessica's
yes,
kitty, new kitty cat names. So far we have Zsa Zsa, we have Sprinkles, and the running favorite is da-da-da-da.
Cupcake.
Cupcake. We really like Cupcake. Next Wednesday night, you know what's going to happen at 8 o'clock?
What?
See, you do, honest to God, you do this every week. We're going to be on the air. That's why.
I keep thinking it's going to be something different. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Everybody tune in next week at 8 p.m. And we'll love to talk with you, chat, give you some advice. And thanks so much for listening. God bless and have a wonderful night.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made.